The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun Dalad. The Gemara tells us a story about Burya, that she met a Talmud who was being garis v'lechisha, who was learning quietly. Bacha bay, Rashi says, Bo'ata bay, she kicked him. And she told him, the arucha bakol ushamura. The Torah has to be arucha in the ramach evarim, in all 248 limbs, body parts of a person. That's where the Torah has to be used. The whole body has to be involved in lima Torah in order for it to be mishtamaris, or to remain by the person. And if not, it doesn't stay. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer had a Talmud who was learning quietly. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. Now, from what we saw so far in the Gemara, it's not clear if the Gemara is talking about someone who learns with hirhur, that means in their mind, they're thinking and learning, as we would call it, but they're not speaking out the words of Divrei Torah that they're learning, or if it's referring even to someone who whispers the Divrei Torah, because even that is not sufficient, the one is supposed to learn out loud. But then the Gemara says that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp one, my Talmud, Psach Pumech Kri, Psach Pumech Tni, open your mouth and learn, so that you're in the sky by you, V'sarech Chai, Ki Chai Mehem L'Maitzeyeyim B'Peh. Divrei Torah bring Chayim, they bring life, a song who speaks out the words of Torah with their mouth. We see over here that Divrei Torah that learned B'Peh, when someone speaks out the Divrei Torah with Dibur, it's a whole different Divrei Torah than the Divrei Torah which one thinks in his mind with Hirhur, that one just thinks and doesn't speak out. Now, from reading the Gemara, one would seem that this is Yisoid in how a person is supposed to learn Torah, that it's a different Eichos, a different quality of Lima Torah, the Torah that one speaks out, in comparison to the Divrei Torah which one thinks in their mind. And one would think that there's no halachic nafkamina, no halachic ramifications from this Gemara. But as we'll soon see, there may very well be halachic ramifications of this Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch Simon Mem Zayin, the Mechaber says like this. The Mechaber tells us that when one learns Torah, he has to say Birchas HaTorah, and one is not allowed to learn Divrei Torah until he says Birchas HaTorah. And the Mechaber tells us, HaMahar B'Divrei Torah, someone who thinks in Divrei Torah, Eino Yitzaruch Levarach, does not have to make Birchas HaTorah. That means if one wakes up in the morning and wants to think and learning, he wants to think about Divrei Torah, he does not have to say Birchas HaTorah. Now, the Gra and Bir HaGra, he argues on this halacha of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and he says that someone who thinks in learning must say Divrei Torah first. And the reason is because Birchas HaTorah is set on the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah. The mitzvah is learned from the pasuk of V'higisa by Yomam V'Laila. V'higisa, one should be Haiga in Divrei Torah by day and by night. And V'higisa, and one should learn Divrei Torah, the expression of V'higisa, the Gra says, means belave, the Hege in Libi. He brings the expression of the Hege in Libi. L'fanecha. The Hege in Libi is the thoughts of the heart. V'higisa by Yomam V'Laila means one should think and learning by day and by night. And that's the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah. So we see that the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah includes here, includes thinking and learning. What is the pshat in the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch who does not have this problem and who holds that someone who is Mahara B'Divrei Torah, someone who thinks in learning, is not required to say Birchas HaTorah first? So, the pshat may be like this, and I saw this pshat in the Sefer Birchas Mayadecha from my brother, that he wants to suggest that we know that there's a shaila of noshim of women can make a bracha on mitzvah's essay Shazman Gromo. A mitzvah's essay which are time unbound, which noshim are not required to Mekayim, such as the mitzvah of Sukkah, mitzvah of Lulav, mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar, and Nashim are not required, women are not required to do these mitzvahs. There's a shaila if they can make Birchas HaMitzvahs, Brachas on these mitzvahs. Now, at Birchas HaTorah, however, there it's agreed upon that Nashim could say Birchas HaTorah. This halach is also found in the end of Simon Mem Zayin in Arachayim Shulchan Aruch. The Machabah says Nashim Mavarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women could say Birchas HaTorah. Now, the Brisk Rav in his Sefer on Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, brings B'Shem his father, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal, that Reb Chaim explained that the reason why women can make Birchas HaTorah, and this is agreed upon by everybody, because even the Mechaber, who holds by Mitzvah Eshe Sashman Groma, by time-bound mitzvahs, that women cannot make Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Mechaber here is very clearly saying that women could say Birchas HaTorah. So Reb Chaim explained that regular Birchas HaMitzvahs is a bracha that is made on the mitzvah. And mitzvahs which women are not obligated to be mekayim, they're not mechuyiv to do these mitzvahs, they cannot make a bracha on it, they cannot say v'tzivonu, they are not required to do these mitzvahs, and they cannot make the bracha on it. However, Birchas HaTorah explains Reb Chaim, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, rather it's a bracha on the actual Lima HaTorah. His words are the Chepsa Shel Torah, the actual Lima HaTorah requires bracha. The Torah is such a chashuv thing, it's such an important thing, Divrei Torah, that when one learns it, he's required to make a bracha on it. It's not a bracha that's related to the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, but it's actually a bracha on the Divrei Torah themselves. The one is required to make a bracha on Divrei Torah. And women, although they are not obligated in the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, they are not mechuyiv in that mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, still when they learn Torah, that is considered Divrei Torah. It definitely has the chashivas of Lima HaTorah, that these are Divrei Torah which they are learning. And therefore, women who learn Torah, they make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah before they learn. And women are allowed to make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. However, the Gra and Bir HaGra and Shulchan Aruch, on this halacha at the end of Siman Mem Zayin, that women can make Birchas HaTorah, he says that the reason why women can make Birchas HaTorah is the same way women, the halacha is, we paskin, that's how the Ramah holds, and that's how we in Ashkenaz are Arnaig, that women are allowed to make the bracha on all mitzvahs, as Eshaz Ma'Groma. They're allowed to make a bracha on Sukkah, on Lulav, on Tekiah Shefer, they're allowed to make these brachas. And therefore, the same way they're allowed to make those brachas, although they're not required to be mekayim those mitzvahs, they are allowed to make the brachas. The same applies to Birchas HaTorah. Although women are not mechuyev, not obligated in the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, still they're allowed to make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So we seem to have machlekes here between the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, that the Gra holds that the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, that's what requires the bracha, and that's why the only reason why women can make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is because we paskin, they are allowed to make brachas, one is allowed to make a bracha, even if he is not obligated in the mitzvah, he is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, still, if he chooses to be mekayim the mitzvah on his own free will, he's allowed to make the bracha on it. And the girl holds that if women, according to those shittas, the women are not allowed to make brachas on mitzvahs which they are not obligated in, then they would not be making a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. But we happen to hold that they could make such brachas, both by Birchas HaTorah and by mitzvahs Esei Shazman Groma, by time-bound mitzvahs. But the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to agree with this, because he holds that women can make a Birchas HaTorah, even though he personally, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, personally holds that women cannot make a bracha on mitzvahs Esei Shazman Groma, on time-bound mitzvahs. And the explanation for this, we have said over from Reb Chaim, is because the Mechaber holds that the Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, it's a bracha on the actual Divrei Torah. It's a bracha on the Divrei Torah themselves. So with this, we now can understand the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Gra about someone who thinks in learning, hear her b'Divrei Torah, someone who is Mahar her b'Divrei Torah, if that requires a Birchas HaTorah. The Gra holds that the bracha is a bracha made on the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah. And because the girl holds the bracha is being made on the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, and since thinking and learning is a kiyum, one does get the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah, of Higiso Yom Valayla when he thinks and learning. Therefore, one must make Birchas HaTorah before they can think and learning. When they wake up in the morning, if they want to think and learning, they must make a bracha first. However, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, he does not agree with this. He holds the mitzvah is not what is requiring the bracha, but rather the Birchas HaTorah is being made on the actual Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah require a bracha before they are learned. That's why women could certainly make the Birchas HaTorah according to the Mechaber. But on the other hand, the Mechaber holds that someone who thinks in learning is not required to make Birchas HaTorah first. That is because now that we are saying that the bracha is being made on the Divrei Torah themselves, so now here's where it becomes relevant that we just learned in our Gemara, in Erevin Daf Nadal Daman Aleph, that the Divrei Torah that are being learned, the Peh, it's a whole different quality of Divrei Torah. It's a whole different level of learning. It's a whole different Divrei Torah from Divrei Torah which one thinks in their mind. That's why it's easier to remember it. It's mishtameris. It stays, it remains by the person, becomes part of their whole body, becomes part of their whole guf, their whole metzias, becomes part of their very being. And that's why it brings chaim, it brings life to them. And that is the Divrei Torah which requires a bracha. However, thinking and learning, although one does get the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah when he thinks and learning, but it is not the same quality, the same level of Lima HaTorah, and therefore it is not the Lima HaTorah which requires a Birchas HaTorah. And that's why the Mechaber holds that if one wants to think and learning, before they make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, they are allowed to, because thinking and learning does not require a Birchas HaTorah. Now another manifestation of this machlokes between the Mechaber and the Gra about Birchas HaTorah would appear also in Siman Mem Zayin, in Sif Yud, where the Mechaber says that someone makes Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and they begin to learn, and then they have to interrupt from their learning for various things, such as they have to go do work, they go to business, or if they sleep, or if they go to a Beis HaMerchatz or a Beis HaKiseh, that is not considered a hefsek, is not considered an interruption, and afterwards, when they go back to learning Torah, they do not have to make a new bracha, they do not have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And the reason, the Beis Yosef, which is written by the same person as Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, and Beis Yosef, he explains that when one goes to the Merchatz and to the Beis HaKisei, although when one goes to the Beis HaKisei, they are not allowed to think and learning there, but there are halachas which one is mechuyev to Mekayim, and Yid has halachas which they have to be Mekayim, which they have to keep in every place they go and everything they do, and there are halachas that one is required to keep in the Beis HaKisei, how one acts in the Beis HaKisei, and because one has to keep these halachas, and they have to remember or remind themselves of these halachas that they have to keep in the Beis HaKisei, therefore, it is not considered an interruption in their Lima Torah of the whole day, the fact that they interrupted to go to the Beis HaKisei, because even there, there is Divrei Torah going on, because of the fact that they have to remind themselves of the halachas they have to keep in the Beis HaKisei. Now, this halacha, the Bir Agra, again, on this halacha on Sofiyot goes, and he's not happy with what the Beis Yosef says, and he says that even though one has to keep the dinim, one has to keep the halachas of the Torah in the Beis HaKisei, but one is not allowed to think and learning in the Beis HaKisei, except for actually keeping the halachas and remembering what he has to do. And the Gros said that this is not Liman HaTorah. One does not get the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah for reminding himself of the halachas that he has to keep in the Beis HaKisei. This is Maisa, this Talmud, this learning Torah, and this Maisa, this keeping the Torah. One may be keeping the Torah, one certainly has to keep the Torah and the halachas when one is in the Beis HaKisei, when one uses the facilities, but there's not considered Liman HaTorah. He does not get the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, and therefore the Gros bothered that when one goes to the Beis HaKisei, this should be an interruption, and the Gros bothered that he feels this is not an adequate reason to explain why one does not have to make a new Bracha Torah when he goes out and he wants to start learning again. Here again, the Gros is saying that the Bracha HaTorah is made on the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, and therefore, in a scenario where one is not being Mekayim and is not in a position where he's allowed to be Mekayim, even the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, that should be an interruption in the Bracha HaTorah which he made in the beginning of the day. That Bracha HaMitzvah, that Bracha which is made on the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, just had interruption, a stop, a break in the middle, as opposed to the Mechaber who holds that the Bracha is being made on Divrei Torah, as long as one is still connected to Divrei Torah, so on the one hand the Mechaber holds the Bracha can only be made on the quality of Divrei Torah, which are learned b'peh, with a person's mouth, and here thinking and learning does not require Bracha Torah, and one would not make a Bracha Torah on it. On the other hand, once one has set themselves up that they are going to speak out Divrei Torah with their mouth, and they have made Bracha Torah on it, in order to consider it still connected to the Divrei Torah, and that should not be a hefsek, it should not be an interruption to require a new bracha, any connection to the Divrei Torah is enough. And the fact that they have to remind themselves in the Beis HaKisei of the halachas, which one must keep there, that is enough to consider themselves still connected to the Divrei Torah, as not a hefsek to require a bracha. So once again, we have just said over three machleksim between the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, which are both tied together. That the Groh holds that Bracha HaTorah is a bracha made in the mitzvah of Lima HaTorah. Therefore, women can only make that bracha according to the Shittas, that women can make a bracha on mitzvah Esrei Shazman Groma, on time-bound mitzvahs which they are not required to keep. And therefore, one must make Bracha HaTorah before they think and learning in the morning. And therefore, the Groh is bothered why going to the Beis HaKisei is not a hefsek, is not an interruption to require a new Bracha HaTorah. However, the Mechaber holds that Bracha HaTorah is made on the chepsa of Divrei Torah, on the actual Divrei Torah, words of Torah require a bracha. Therefore, women who learn can also make Bracha HaTorah. Therefore, going to the Beis HaKisei is not an interruption because one is still connected to the words of the Torah by the mere fact that they have to keep the halachas and remind themselves of halachas they have to keep in the Beis HaKisei. And therefore, one only makes a Bracha HaTorah if they have the quality of learning, which is discussed in our Gemara, of learning with their mouth, of Chaim Heim L'Motza'eim Afeh, Al Tikr L'Motza'eim Afeh, El L'Motza'eim Afeh. They speak of Divrei Torah with their mouth. The halacha of Mishnah Brura, he does not say that the halacha is not like the Mechaber by thinking and learning, but he does mention the words of the Gra. He says that the Gra writes that one should make a Bracha Torah on thinking and learning also, and therefore, although the halacha is that one, when he makes Bracha Torah, is required to speak out the Divrei Torah and not just think and learning afterwards, in order to be mekayim the halacha of Shulchan Aruch, that only speaking out words of Torah require Bracha Torah. But l'chatchila, in the morning before one makes Bracha Torah, he should try to be mekayim the shita of the Gra. He should not think and learning until he makes Bracha Torah. And if he wants, which he should do, if he wants to think and learning as early as he could in the morning, before he is ready to sit down and learn with his mouth, he should make Bracha Torah. He should definitely make Bracha Torah and speak out words of Divrei Torah, like we do, Yivarecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, Elu Dvarim. Afterwards, he'll be free to think and learning, hear Kedibur, think and learn words of Torah, and he'll be yitzeh Bracha Torah and be mekayim the mitzvah according to all shitas, both according to the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch and according to the Shita of the Gra.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.